KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny skies around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s around 70. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 90s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. And Wednesday, chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities have identified a man killed in a small plane crash in the northeastern corner of Kansas, north of Hiawatha. Topeka television station KSNT reports that the crash happened late Friday afternoon in a cornfield near Highway 73, about a mile north of the local airport. The Kansas Highway Patrol said Saturday that the pilot, 67-year-old Bruce Lutz of Andover, died in the crash. The patrol says the cause of that crash is not yet known. Kansas ag officials are considering a quarantine to slow the spread of an invasive plant that's threatening the state's native grasses. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the Kansas Department of Agriculture recently sought public input on a plan to quarantine invasive yellow and Caucasian blue-stem grasses, declaring the quarantine would prohibit the movement of all seeds, plants, or parts of blue-stem grasses within the state. Mid-America Network News.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
One thing you don't want associated with your harvest this go-around is downtime. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge can take care of all your harvest-related equipment. Combines, tractors, grain trucks and carts, all the machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest downtime-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, 800-835-0069. Two Kansas lawmakers are encouraging teachers to incorporate culturally relevant studies into their lesson plans. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Democratic Representatives John Alcala and Valendia Wynn have spearheaded the Kansas Culturally Relevant Pedagogy Summer Intensive Program, which is in its second year. Alcala helped create the initiative after noticing a lack of representation of various ethnic groups in history textbooks. Fire officials in Wichita say two people were injured in an apartment fire that saw the complex evacuated. KSN reports the fire was reported around 9:30 Friday night. Officials say the blaze was quickly extinguished. Damage was sustained to two of the buildings in the complex. Officials say residents were displaced due to smoke and fire damage. The American Red Cross was called in to assist those that were displaced by the fire. And forecasters say hot and mostly dry through the 4th of July. Mid-America Network News.
Houston, I think we have a problem.
Go ahead, Buzz.
I'm detecting low Wi-Fi signal. Over.
Roger that. Prepare to deploy Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi.
Houston, that's an affirmative.
Having no Wi-Fi signal can make you feel lost in space. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today to find out how our managed Wi-Fi may be the best internet solution for your home.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Voters in Nebraska may decide next year whether to legalize casino gambling in a ballot measure that could tip the number of states that allow commercial gambling into the majority. Supporters of legalized casinos have launched a petition drive to place the issue on the 2020 ballot with financial backing from the Economic Development Corporation owned by the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska. Authorities say a man was killed when his vehicle crashed off a state highway in northern Nebraska. That crash happened just before 10 o'clock Saturday night along Nebraska Highway 97, about 18 miles south-southwest of Valentine. The driver has been identified as 33-year-old Tyler Golden. of North Platte. And the University of Nebraska Board of Regents has approved a $300,000 payout for outgoing University System President Hank Bounds. Mid-America Network News.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. We are excited to tell you that we are the new Fendt 1000 Vario tractor dealer for South Central Kansas area. These tractors have so many features that you have to experience one to get the full effect of what they are capable of. The horsepower ranges from 380 horsepower to 500 horsepower with peak torque at 1200 to 1500 engine RPM and 1700 being high idle. This means excellent fuel economy and low emissions. Fendt is the leader of the Vario Drive CVT transmission. Team the engine up with the Vario Drive transmission and you have a tractor that is way ahead of competition. And that's just a start. The Fendt Life Cab has all the features and comforts that you have wanted for a long time. This cab is for the operator who wants to achieve high performance that is comfortable. Put together the engine, the powertrain, and cab and you have a package that is comfortable, loaded with horsepower, economical to operate, and reliable. Come see them at either the Mount Hope location or the Winfield location or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and heard another request from Marysville Mayor Carla Grund for cost share in improving 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. Positions had not changed from previous replies that David Byer and Keith Bramhall were against the idea, while Barb Keekaefer remains in support. Several local residents joining the mayor were advised to visit with Marysville Township officials. A suggestion that the county pursue federal surface transportation funding was mentioned. Bramhall said he was willing to consider if funds were distributed equitably among all communities. Noting that repairs to flood-damaged roads continue to consume county resources, commissioners did not commit to an evening meeting with Eastside Marysville residents and then suggested they return in January to continue the discussion. An estimate of around $900,000 for patching and asphalt overlay was given the city. After initial estimates, nearly three times that amount at $2.7 million for concrete replacement shocked many. Wording of a ballot question authorizing a five-year half-cent sales tax to be considered at the November election was finalized. A 10-year request was denied, noting that federal funding options may change in coming years, and a five-year renewal could be requested for a vote in the future. A budget request for the Marshall County Sheriff's Department reflects a 5% decrease from 2019. Several other department budget requests were heard. Work continues on sorting out unexplained transfers and budget increases in the 2018 and 2019 county budgets, which were submitted previously by former county clerk Sonia Stowes. The Marshall County Democratic Party will hold a public meeting Tuesday, July 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Building to nominate a replacement for county clerk Sonia Stowes, who has resigned. Applicants must be registered Democrats and must be in attendance with nominations drawn from the floor. For details, contact Party Chairman Jim Swim Jr. at 562-8390. The public is welcome to attend, however, only precinct committee members will vote. Washington County Commissioners heard that a tax sale is being considered and delinquent notices have been mailed. Applications are being accepted for a position in the County Treasurer's Office. The board approved a recommendation from Low Township officials for Roseanne Zack to fill a trustee position. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a resolution and cooperative agreement to allow low and moderate income home buyers the ability to purchase homes with either reduced interest rates, down payment assistance, or both, and continued participation in the Rural Opportunity Zone Student Loan Repayment Program. No news on wind farm negotiations drew protest comments from a large group of those opposed to the project who suggested another public meeting and again questioned setback requirements, road use agreements, and decommissioning responsibilities. The delegation appeared the largest attending thus far as citizens continue to flood weekly meetings of Nemahal County Commissioners. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Thursday morning. An unidentified female driver and two young children suffered minor injuries as their vehicle lost control, struck a ditch, and rolled over north of Odell on Southwest 61st, just north of the PWF Road. Traffic was delayed for about 30 minutes as Wymore, Odell, and Barnston Fire and Rescue units responded. Washington Fire Department responded June 14th to a report of a fire at Fairview Mills at 1420 17th Road. Washington County authorities June 19th arrested Cameron Dodds of Washington on a Marshall County warrant for involuntary manslaughter and DUI. Dodds was released to Marshall County. Bond was set at $30,000. Criminal damage was reported at the Hanover City swimming pool June 21st. Investigation continues into a coin machine stolen from Route 99 car wash in Frankfort sometime May 21st or 22nd. Valued at $4,100, anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
The songs we know and love on the Neon Beat.
Raymond L. Latimer, age 66, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Axtell United Methodist Church. Burial in the Wymore, Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Raymond Latimer. Harold A. Nooch, age 89, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 11 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Harold Nooch. Larry E. Craig, age 71, of Wymore, passed away June 23rd. Graveside service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Larry Craig. Bob G. James, Sr., age 88, of Wymore, passed away June 22nd. Funeral service is planned Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Visitation on Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bob James, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, sweet potatoes, peas, applesauce, and wheat bread. Tomorrow, lasagna, salad, fruit cocktail, a cookie, and garlic bread. KNDY News Time 7:17.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, we still have this upper level ridge, which is going to keep things pretty warm out there as we head through the start of the week. We'll see highs anywhere in the upper 80s and into the lower 90s. And it looks like this ridge will stay in place all the way through the end of the week. Looks like dry weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We have this low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest, but this front will move into the central and east central parts of the United States as we head towards, it looks like, Tuesday night into Wednesday through the end of the week, bringing chances of showers and thunderstorms. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, sunny skies around 90. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s around 70. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, maybe a spotty storm in the afternoon, lower 90s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. And Wednesday through the end of the week, on and off chances of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July, 88. Record high on this date, 105 in 1933. The average low, 67. The record low is 52 in 1924. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Sunny and 73 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the southwest. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday. It's the 1st of July. KNDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Day one of NBA free agency, and the Yanks keep their streak alive. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA free agency starts with a bang. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving both set to join the Brooklyn Nets on four-year deals.
The Nets weren't really on his radar. They earned their way with both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They earned their way to have to be considered. And when you look at the role players there, the pieces around them, the structure in place, it made sense.
ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. The Warriors and the Nets have agreed to a sign and trade that sends D'Angelo Russell to Golden State. The Warriors are offloading Andre Iguodala and three first-round picks to the Grizzlies. That'll allow Russell to receive a maximum contract. And the Sixers splashed some cash as well. Al Horford has agreed to a four-year, $109 million deal. They're also set to sign Tobias Harris for 5 years and $180 million. Kemba Walker will reportedly join the Celtics on a four-year, $141 million contract.
I want to be a part of something, you know, really special as far as, you know, being able to compete at the highest level and, you know, give myself the best opportunity.
Also on ESPN, Walker's deal is part of a sign-and-trade with the Hornets. To baseball, the Yankees complete their London Series sweep against the Red Sox with a 12-8 win.
Swung on and rocketed to deep right center. It is high. That is far. It is gone. Yes, indeedy.
On WFAN, that blast from Gregorius extended the Yankees' home run streak to 31 games. The Mets snapped their seven-game skid thanks to an eighth-inning rally against the Braves.
Swing and a looper, shallow right, might fall. Here comes Markakis, can't get it. Base hit, Rosario's in. Here comes Echevarria. He scores standing. Mets take the lead.
On WCBS, the Mets went on to win 8-5. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th. From noon to 9, right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The first debates that kicked off the 2020 run for the White House didn't spend a lot of time on American agriculture. Moderators during the first night of debate didn't ask any questions about rural America. But on the second night, one candidate asked about how farmers hurt by climate change could be helped. But some are saying candidates who squeezed in some conversations on American agriculture took place during the first night debate. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said rapid consolidation has hurt the agriculture economy. He talked about his legislation that would halt ag company mergers until Congress could update the antitrust laws. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke said that farmers need to be part of the solution to combating climate change. He said you've got to free yourselves from fossil fuel dependence and going to put farmers and ranchers in that driver's seat. On the second night, Pete Buttigieg said he supports a carbon tax and dividend, as well as soil carbon sequestration. During his remarks, the mayor of South Bend said rural America can be part of the solution instead of being told that they are part of the problem. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the USMCA may need to be opened up again and changed with surgical precision before the House can vote on it. She said it wouldn't be like we're opening it up and inviting a free-for-all. The deal, though, does require all three countries involved ratify the agreement before it goes into effect. Mexico already ratified the agreement. It's also expected to pass easily in Canada. Now, the prospect for passage are much more difficult to the Democratic-controlled U.S. House. Democrats asking for stricter enforcement language on labor and environmental provisions. They also want a shorter term in the 10-year exclusivity for costly biological drugs. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer repeatedly said he's willing to work with Democrats on changes they'd like to see in order to implement the trade deal. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, wheat harvest 2019 finally got underway in earnest in Kansas over the weekend. Some dry weather the past few days and some warmer temperatures as well. Maybe a little bit of drying out. And we've gotten some combines in the field, and they are rolling across much of the state at the present time. We get an update from Kansas Wheat's Marcia Boswell.
John Hildebrand, a farmer near Stafford, reported that harvest really got started on Thursday, an especially late start for the area. While many acres are ready to cut, he said there is still a decent chunk of acres covered in mud holes and some fields that are too green to harvest. Yields in the area are highly variable, but he estimates that many fields will fall in the 40 to 70 bushels per acre range. He thinks harvest will be in full swing for another week, providing they continue to have good weather. Test weights have held up well for Hildebrand, with every truckload he has taken in above 60 pounds per bushel. The one load he has received a protein analysis on came back at 10.8%. His fields have also missed several hail events that have severely impacted yields in neighboring communities. He is also dealing with some lodging issues. Hildebrand said, "We have been really fortunate to be having yields this good despite bad weather during the growing season and spotty-looking stands. We've still got several nice-looking fields left to go. We have gotten lucky this year, even with the late start."
Marcia Boswell from Kansas Wheat. So after a very long, very cool, very wet spring and early summer, wheat harvest 2019 finally underway in earnest across the state of Kansas, all but the far northeast and far northwest counties. Harvest is basically underway. Ag News Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Today's topic is either going to intrigue you or kind of gross you out, or maybe both. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Well, this may be a first for Farming America. We're talking about the farming of crickets, and joining me is a cricket farmer. Her name is Shelby Smith, and she's speaking to us from her company, Gimineat Crickets. Shelby, tell us how you spell Gimineat.
It's Gym-N-EAT, and we're out here in Ames, Iowa.
Before we talk about the crickets, let's talk about you a little bit, Shelby. Give us some of your background and how you got into the farming of crickets.
Yeah, so it definitely wasn't a straight line to crickets. I will tell you, I didn't grow up out here in Ames dreaming of becoming a cricket farmer. Actually, probably the total opposite. So I grew up out here on a farm and then earned a full scholarship to play basketball out in Philadelphia at St. Joseph's University. And then ended up continuing my education and my playing career over in Ireland as a program with a part of a program called Sport Changes Life. And while I was over there, I was only meant to be over there for a year, but I fell in love with the people and really loved the team that I was playing with. So I wanted to stick around and play for another year. So I went on the job hunt because I just had a newly printed master's degree in finance from Trinity College in Dublin. So I ended up trading equity derivatives for National Bank of Canada before I realized that, you know, it wasn't really for me and I was looking to do something else. And my dad had convinced me that maybe I should come back and give farming a try. So I ended up quitting my job and moved back October 1st of 2017, just in time for harvest. And, you know, went through the whole harvest cycle, learned how to drive the tractor day one, got thrown in the grain cart day two, spilled corn everywhere that first harvest for sure. But after everything got cleaned up and put in the shed, my dad and I had some conversations. And he said, you know, not that I don't think you can do the same thing that I've done for the past 30 years with corn and soybeans, but you don't want to fight these same markets. You know, it's really tough and it's getting tougher. So if you want to find a niche, go for it and we'll help you get started. And so January 1st of last year, just a couple months after we had that conversation, I sent he and my mom a article about a woman raising crickets for human consumption. And I said, hey, I think I found my niche.
More about Shelby Smith and her cricket farm tomorrow. Back after this.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 model crew cab pickups. The LTZ with the extra package that you want, plus a new Chevy Silverado 3500 HD work truck with a 6.6 Duramax. It's a crew cab and ready to go at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
A gentle reminder that if you eat, and that includes crickets, you're involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine this morning and 73 degrees. Highs top 90 today. Seasonal highs kicking off the month of July and our Independence Week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Welcome into an abbreviated work week. George Soler homered and had two RBIs. Brad Keller pitched five innings to win for the first time since the 22nd of May. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto 7-6 yesterday. Soler reached base three times as the Royals snapped a three-game losing streak and won for the first time in six games north of the border. Whit Merrifield reached base three times, and Alex Gordon drove in a pair for Kansas City. The Royals wrap up their series with the Blue Jays today. First pitch in Toronto at 12:07. Then tomorrow they'll take on the Cleveland Indians at 7:15 tomorrow night. And Nate Lashley won the Rocket Mortgage Classic for his first PGA Tour title over the weekend. He won it by six shots. Mid-America Network Sports.
The second half of 2019 begins today, and we kick it off with an in-depth look at the seventh month from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 1st. It is the 182nd day of the year. Comedian Dan Aykroyd celebrates a birthday, and the Sony Walkman was introduced on this day 40 years ago. The seventh month is named for Julius Caesar. Its gemstone is ruby. Water lily is the flower of the month, and we will be celebrating our biggest national holiday. We won't be the only country celebrating, though. Today is Canada Day. The French celebrate Bastille Day on the 14th, and Peru Belgium, and Argentina all celebrate their independence in July. Summer's dog days arrive in 2 days, and if you're looking for some July weather lore, try this one out. If the 1st of July be rainy weather, it will rain more or less for 4 weeks together. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about July online at almanac.com.
KNDY.